Вы слушаете подкаст программ «Английский язык» по радио русской службы BBC. Подробнее об аудиопрограммах BBC, доступных для бесплатного скачивания и подкастинга, и правилах пользования на нашем веб-сайте bbcrussian.com.
У микрофона Рита Белова. В студии со мной сегодня Джонатан.
Hello.
И нас ждет профессор грамматиков.
Yes, hello. This is Professor Grammar, and it's time for an English lesson.
Сегодня профессор грамматиков будет рассказывать о двух предлогах. Prepositions. Употребляя эти предлоги, можно легко допустить ошибку. Поэтому профессор, который обожает грамматические правила, к счастью, снабдит вас ими и на этот раз. Давайте присоединимся к нему и его ассистентке.
Hello, I'm Rebecca, and today I'm Professor Grammar's assistant. Hello, Professor, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Rebecca, my dear, I'm fine. Today I want to look at prepositions.
Ah, prepositions. In, at, to. They are all prepositions.
Correct, Rebecca, my dear. Correct. Today, I want to look at two prepositions.
Only two?
Oh, Rebecca, these two prepositions are very important. They are since and for.
Okay. Since and for. Since, S-I-N-C-E. For, F-O-R.
Since and for. Here are two examples. I have lived in London for many years. I have lived in London since 1952. Rebecca, what is the difference between since and for? What is the difference between since and for? Use since for a point in time. Use for a period of time.
For 2 hours. For 10 years. For a long time.
That's a period of time.
Since 1952. Since last week. Since 2 o'clock.
That's a point in time.
Очень легко перепутать, как мы слышали, употребление этих двух предлогов for и since. For употребляется, когда мы говорим о периоде времени. Since употребляется, когда мы говорим о какой-то точке отсчета времени, точке, с которой начинается какое-то действие.
I have lived in London for many years.
Много лет. Это период времени.
I have lived in London since 1982.
1982 год. Это точка отсчета, дата, с которой началось действие. А теперь нам кажется, пора на свидание с профессором. Он хочет дать нам свое упражнение.
Time for an exercise. You at home, I want you to use the correct preposition.
Use since or for.
I have been here 3 hours.
For 3 hours.
I have been here for 3 hours. I have been here for 3 hours. Number one. I have worked here 1965. Number two, he has known them a long time. And number three, I have been married many years. Love. and marriage, love and marriage.
The answers, Professor?
Yes, the answers. Number one, I have worked here 1965.
Since?
I have worked here since 1965 at the BBC. Oh, yes, yes.
Number two?
Number two, he has known them 25 years.
Four?
He has known them for 25 years. And number three, I have been married many years.
Four?
I have been married for many years to the love of my life, dear Mrs. Grammar.
Грамматиков у нас такой романтик. Но давайте вернемся к упражнению. Первое.
I have worked here since 1986.
Я работаю здесь с 86-го года. Второе.
He has known them for a long time.
Он знаком с ними давно. Третье.
I have been married for many years.
Я замужем много лет. Дорогие друзья, мы с вами и с Джонатаном в студии BBC на уроке профессора Грамматикова. Итак, сегодня наша тема – предлоги. Ну и кроме того, профессор рассматривает одно из наиболее часто употребляющихся английских грамматических времен – the present perfect. Настоящее совершенное время. Давайте позовем его к микрофону.
Now, today's lesson also includes a look at one of the most common tenses in the English language.
What's that, Professor?
The present perfect. Ooh, a very difficult tense. Oh, tenses make me tense.
Some examples, Professor?
I have worked here since 1965. He has known them for a long time.
I've heard those sentences before.
Yes. We have already looked at those examples. Two fine examples of sentences with since and for.
And they're good examples of the present perfect tense. I have worked here since 1965. He has known them for a long time.
Грамматическое время – present perfect. Оно часто употребляется в английском языке. Вначале мы слышали его употребление с глаголом work.
Have worked. I have worked here since 1965.
Я работаю здесь с 65-го года. Второй пример у нас был с глаголом know.
Have known. I have known them for a long time.
Я знаком с ними давно. Вернемся теперь к профессору. У него не только примеры с глаголами в present perfect, настоящем совершенном времени, а еще и небольшой тест на употребление наших предлогов since и for. Помните, с ними очень легко ошибиться. Послушаем.
And you will hear more examples in the next exercise. Say since or for when you hear... Yes.
Use for a period of time. For 2 weeks. For 2 hours. Use since for a point in time. Since 5 o'clock. Since 1996.
Ready? She has lived in Wales 1971.
Since. She has lived in Wales since 1971.
A beautiful country. Yes. Now, the exercise. Thinking music. Number one. I have listened to the BBC... I was a child. Number two. He has worked in the same job. He left school. And number three, they have been waiting ages.
Oh,
oh dear.
The exercise.
Eh? Oh, yes, yes. Number one, I have listened to the BBC. I was a child.
Since. I have listened to the BBC since I was a child.
Number two. He has worked in the same job. He left school.
Since. He has worked in the same job since he left school.
And number three. They have been waiting ages.
Four. They have been waiting for ages.
Oh, I hate waiting. Oh, and they have been waiting for ages.
Да, они ждут уже целую вечность. For ages. Мы еще вернемся к употреблению английских предлогов и грамматических времен в будущих программах. А сейчас повторим еще раз ответы на упражнение профессора. Первый.
I have listened to the BBC since I was a child.
Я слушаю BBC с детства. Второе.
He has worked in the same job since he left school.
Он работает на том же месте с тех пор, как закончил школу. И последний.
They have been waiting for ages.
Они ждут уже целую вечность. Итак, наше время подошло к концу. Мы с Джонатаном прощаемся с вами.
Goodbye.
Всего доброго. Bye-bye.
Until next time, cheerio.
Другие обучающие программы по английскому языку на нашем веб-сайте bbcrussian.com.